Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorei Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Bava Metzia, Daf Chavav, the second parak El Metzias. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught, the money found in a house which was rented to others may be kept because the owner is unknown. The Gemara asks, Lezel Basar Basra, let us follow the last renter and assume the money is his. A Mishnah teaches that coins found near animal dealers in Yerushalayim are assumed to be Maaser Sheni, which is what most animals were bought with in Yerushalayim. And coins found on a Har Habayis are assumed to be Chun, even during the Regalim when Maaser Sheni was brought to Yerushalayim, because the money may have been lost beforehand when most money is Chun. However, coins found in Yerushalayim itself depend on when they are found. During the year, there seem to be chulin, but during the regalim, there seem to be ma'aser sheni. Rav Shemaya Bar Zeir explained, Hoyo v'shuk Yerushalayim usun liskabed b'chol yom. Because the marketplaces of Yerushalayim are usually swept daily, so these coins were presumably lost recently. Here too, the previous renters cleared their belongings before leaving, and we should assume the last renter owns these coins. Rav Menashe Bar Yaakov answered that the house was last rented to three Gentiles. Rashi says the same applies to one, so the coins may be kept. Point number two, Rav Nachman quoted Rabba Bar Avua answering that even if the house was rented to three Jews, he may keep the coins. The only reason is that since there were only two other tenants with him, one of them must have found them. Since he has repeatedly asked them to return the coins and they have not, whoever found them must have decided to steal them. Thus, the owner despaired from recovering his coins and the finder may keep them. This reflects Rav Nachman's other ruling, Ra'a Sela Shenafel Mishnayim. If someone saw a Sela fall from one of two people, he must return because the owner does not despair of it. Since he's confident that his companion found it, he can force him to make a shvu and basin and recover his coin. His later despair when his companion will truthfully swear does not permit the coins to the finder since Yeush Lamedas is not considered Yeush. If a coin fell from among three people, he may keep it because the owner despairs. Since he doesn't know who found it, he cannot force anyone to swear. Rava says that where it's possible that all three people jointly own the coin, he may not keep it. And point number three, Rava said that if one saw a Sela fall from its owner and he took it before the owner despaired of it, with the intent to steal it over Bakulin, he transgresses all the possible prohibitions, namely, Osigzo, you shall not steal, and Hashef Tishivim, you shall surely return them, and Osucha Lisalem, and you shall not hide from the lost article. Even if he returns the item after the owner despairs, Matanahu de Yahivre, he has merely given him a gift, Bisur da Avid, but the prohibition that he did, he did. If he took it with the intention to return it, but after the owner despaired, the finder decided to steal it, he only violates Hashef Tishivim. Since he never returned it, he did not physically steal it when he took it, nor did he violate hiding from the item since he initially took it to return it. If he waited for the owner to despair and then took the sell for himself, he only violates Wosuchol Hisalim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on the previous daf taught that money found in a house which was rented to others may be kept because the owner is unknown. The Gemara asks, Lezel Basar Basra, let us follow the last renter and assume the money is his. A Mishnah teaches that coins found near animal dealers in Yerushalayim are assumed to be Maaser Sheni, which is what most animals were bought with in Yerushalayim. And coins found on a Har Habayis are assumed to be Chun, even during the Regalim when Maaser Sheni was brought to Yerushalayim, because the money may have been lost beforehand when most money is Chun. However, coins found in Yerushalayim itself depend on when they are found. During the year, there seem to be chulin, but during the regalim, there seem to be ma'aser sheni. Rav Shemaya Bar Zeir explained, Hoyo v'shuk Yerushalayim usun liskabed b'chol yom. Because the marketplaces of Yerushalayim are usually swept daily, so these coins were presumably lost recently. Here too, the previous renters cleared their belongings before leaving, and we should assume the last renter owns these coins. Rav Menashe Bar Yaakov answered that the house was last rented to three Gentiles. Rashi says the same applies to one, so the coins may be kept. Point number two, Rav Nachman quoted Rabba Bar Avua answering that even if the house was rented to three Jews, he may keep the coins. The only reason is that since there were only two other tenants with him, one of them must have found them. Since he has repeatedly asked them to return the coins and they have not, whoever found them must have decided to steal them. Thus, the owner despaired from recovering his coins and the finder may keep them. This reflects Rav Nachman's other ruling, Ra'a Sela Shenafel Mishnayim. If someone saw a Sela fall from one of two people, he must return it because the owner does not despair of it. Since he's confident that his companion found it, he can force him to make a shvu and basin and recover his coin. His later despair when his companion will truthfully swear does not permit the coins to the finder since Yeush Lamedas is not considered Yeush. If a coin fell from among three people, he may keep it because the owner despairs. Since he doesn't know who found it, he cannot force anyone to swear. Rava says that where it's possible that all three people jointly own the coin, he may not keep it. And pointing with you, Rava said that if one saw a cell fall from its owner and he took it before the owner despaired of it, with the intent to steal it over Bakun, he transgresses all the possible prohibitions, namely, Osigzo, you shall not steal, and Hashev Tishivim, you shall surely return them, and Osucha Lisalem, and you shall not hide from the lost article. Even if he returns the item after the owner despairs, Matanahu de Yahivre, he has merely given him a gift, Bisur da Avid of it, but the prohibition that he did, he did. If he took it with the intention to return it, but after the owner despaired, the finder decided to steal it, he only violates Hashev Tishivim. Since he never returned it, he did not physically steal it when he took it, nor did he violate hiding from the item since he initially took it to return it. If he waited for the owner to despair and then took the cell for himself, he only violates Wosuchol Hisalim. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Chavav, and our standard Siman is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table, since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, saw a coin fall from between two Jews walking away outside, and realizing that the owner would not despair because he would confront his friend later in Basin, wondered how many averos they would transgress if they took it for themselves. Once again, slow motion. The soldiers from the military coup, that must be more daf chavav. The soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, which reminds us, the mission of the previous daf taught that money found in a house which was rented to others may be kept because the owner is unknown. The Gemara asks, Lezel Basar Basar, let us follow the last renter and assume the money is his. Rav Menashe Bar Yaakov answered the house was last rented to three Gentiles, so the coins may be kept. So the soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, saw a coin fall from between two Jews walking away outside, and realizing that the owner would not despair because he would confront his friend later in Basin, which reminds us, Rav Nachman ruled, Ra'a Sela Shenafal Mishtam, if someone saw a Sela fall from one of two people, he must return it because the owner does not despair of it. Since he's confident that his companion found it, he can force him to make a shvuah basin and recover his coin. His later despair, when his companion will truthfully swear, does not permit the coins to the finder, since Yeush Shalom Adas is not considered Yeush. So the soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, saw a coin fall from between two Jews walking away outside, and realizing that the owner would not despair because he would confront his friend later in Basin, wondered how many averos they would transgress if they took it for themselves. Which reminds us, Rava said that if one saw a sella fall from its owner, and he took it before the owner despaired of it, with the intent to steal it over Bechulin, he transgresses all the possible prohibitions, namely, Osigzol, you shall not steal, Hashev Tishivim, and you shall surely return them, and Osucholi Hisalem, and you shall not hide from the lost article. So once again, the soldiers of the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by the three Gentiles who were there last, saw a coin fall from between two Jews walking away outside, and realizing that the owner would not despair because he would confront his friend later in Basin, wondered how many averos they would transgress if they took it for themselves. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chav beis. So the simur daf chav beis is a cab. So here goes. When the cabbie, that must be more daf. Chabbeis, taxi cab. When the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to support Rav's opinion that Yesh Madas is considered Yesh from a brace, which teaches that one who separates truma for someone else without permission, and the owner said, Klach Hetzel Yafos, you should go to the better produce to separate as truma instead. So when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making a loss to everyone, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the support to Abaya, the Yesh Umadas Lo Haviyesh, from the case of a lost item swept away by a river that is permitted to be kept by the finder. So when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making a loss to everyone, that he mistakenly reversed over some lost newly made bundles in the street, destroying their simon. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one may keep krichos, small bundles of grain, found in Rishus of Rabbim. Rava says that this is true even if the bundles have a simon, because he holds simon asuli dares will have a simon. A simon which is liable to be trampled is not considered a simon even before it's destroyed, because the owner despairs from recovering the item. Rava says the Mishnah's ruling only applies to bundles without a siman, but one may not keep bundles with a siman because he holds a siman which is likely to be trampled is considered a siman. Dav Chaf Gimel, so the siman Dav Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, Kugelach, that must more on Dav Chaf Gimel. The absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, which reminds us, there's machlokes if siman haba me'ila, a siman which may have come about on its own, is a legitimate siman since the owner may be unaware of it. So the absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of the set he lost there by correctly saying there were four left, which reminds us of Tanya Gemara that minyan, the number of an item, is considered a siman, as well as the mida and mishkal, its measure and its weight. So the absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gone baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of a set he lost there by correctly saying there were four left, but could not reclaim the new set he said he lost by the Kugelach delivery port because a lot of kids lost their Kugelach there, which reminds us more discusses whether makom, the place of an item, is a siman. Ramar explained that certain places, such as on a riverbank, where kegs are unloaded on boats, cannot serve as an identifying siman because we can tell the claimant that just as it happened to you that you left your kegs on the riverbank, it may have also happened to your fellow who may have left the same goods there. Daf Chav Dalad. So the siman Daf Chav Dalad is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. While the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher, that must be on Daf Chav Dalad, kud, pitcher. While the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him purely based on Tvias Ayin, because he was truthful about everything except three things, which reminds us, even without a siman, lost items are returned to the Talmud Chacham with Tvias Eina through his visual recognition, which only applies if he has owned them for enough time to have become familiar with them. This ruling is supported by Shmuel, who said that rabbis only deviate from the truth in three matters, b'maseches, regarding knowing a masechta which he can untruthfully deny out of modesty, b'puria, regarding his bed, meaning if he was asked if he had relations, he may untruthfully deny for the purpose of decency, u'b'ushpisa, and regarding hospitality, meaning he can untruthfully understate his host's generosity so will not be inundated with unwanted guests. So, while the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him, purely based on Tvias Ayin, because he was truthful about everything, except three things. His chavrusa told someone he could keep the meat board he found at the crowded train station, which reminds us, in a braisa where Bishlam Elazar said, "Hamotzi b'sratia b'latia gedola, one who finds something in a major thoroughfare or a large public square, u'b'chol makom shel rabim mitzuyin sham, or any place in which many people are commonly found, hari elu shelo, they belong to the finder because the owner despair of retrieving them, even if they have a siman." Five questions are posed about this ruling. So, while the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him, purely based on Tvias Ayin, because he was truthful about everything except three things, his chavrusa told someone he could keep the meat board he found at the crowded train station, and could even eat it, because most of the local shochtim were Jews, which reminds us that we learned that shechtim meat that was found could be eaten even in an area which is mostly Gentiles, in a case where the majority of shochtim are Jews. Daf Chaf Hei, so the siman Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The surprise silver anniversary party, silver anniversary, that must be around Daf Chaf Hei. The surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, which reminds us. The next Mishnah lists found items which must be announced, including a vessel with produce inside or a purse with coins inside. The Gemara infers, Ha-kli ulafan of peros, but if he found a vessel with produce in front of it, kis ulafan of maos, or a purse with coins in front of it, he may keep them because we do not assume they came from the container. This supports a brisa which says the same and adds that if some produce remains in the container, it must all be returned. So the surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, identifying which towers of coins must have been stacked intentionally, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Shoshim Matbeo Zehel Gavzeh, three coins, one upon the other, must be returned. Rabbi Yitzhak Migdalah said, and was supported by a Braisa, this is only true where they're arranged like towers. Rabbi Chinah said, as the Gemara clarifies, they must be Shel Melech Echod Kein Shoshim Malachim, coins of one king, which are like coins of three kings, meaning they're different diameters, with the largest on the bottom and the smallest on top, which clearly indicates an intentional arrangement. If they are of equal size, the finder keeps them, even if they're stacked, because it's possible they simply fell that way. So the surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, identifying which towers of coins must have been stacked intentionally, and if the hopping birds behind the wall may have been put there and should not be touched, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one found young pigeons which were tied, either behind a fence or a wall, or in the paths of the field, he should not touch them. The Gemara explains that we say a person apparently hid these in these protected places, and if they're taken to be announced, the owner has no simon with which to claim them. Therefore, they should be left where they are, because he may return for them. The Gemara said their location should be a simon and answers, but medadadin. The case is birds which hop from place to place and may not have originated there. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which duff do we discuss whether one can keep produce or money found in front of a container? That's on duff. Cafe. Good. Number 2, which duff do we discuss one can take money found in a home that was last rented by Gentiles? That's on duff. Chavav. Good. Number 3, which duff do we discuss whether one can keep money that's found stacked or in various formations? That's on duff. Chafek. Good. Number 4, which duff do we have in Mokokas, whether simon asugi dares is a simon or not? That's on duff. Chabez. Good. Number 5, which duff do we have? If one saw a sella fall from between two Jews, he must return it. That's on duff. Chavav. Good. Number 6, which duff do we have regarding a simpon found in the lender's possession? It merely mocks the borrower and is invalid. That's on duff. Chaf. Good. Number 7. Which duff do discuss how many averos one transgresses if he took a sella that fell from someone before the owner despairs of finding it? That's on duff. Chavav. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we learn a person checks his pockets constantly, so a case of losing money would not be Yeshua Madas? That's on duff. Chavav. Good. Number 9. Which duff do discuss finding something in a crowded place where the owner is going to despair of retrieving it? That's on duff. Chavdal. Good. Number 10. Which duff do you discuss whether one can take tied pigeons that are found behind a wall? That's on duff. Chavhei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.